iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello, I'm Tony Patty, welcoming you to this week's roundup of all the top stories of the week from iGlobal from last week. And in our weekly roundup, in this programme today, we're going to be looking at Hindu phobia, British Indian generosity and Khadi in London.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And with our weekly roundup, this week marked the launch of a new Great British Indian Survey, this time to invite the community's views on the issue of Hindu phobia and to take those responses forward to ensure policies reflect the reality of lived experiences. As part of the regular Great British Indian Survey series, iGlobal believes it is time to get the pulse of the diaspora on Hindu phobia, the term itself and the act of anti-Hindu hatred. The issue was thrown into the spotlight recently with the case of Rashmi Samanth, an Indian student studying at Oxford University, who has since lodged a formal complaint over what many felt was a case of anti-Hindu hate by a staff member. For as long as it takes, anti-Hindu bigotry will be opposed and countered with grace and dignity. Students should not have to face targeted bullying and harassment on campus or online, purely because they are Hindus, says Samanth, as she found overwhelming support on the campus as well as from members of the Indian diaspora. There's more on this story at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
In our weekly roundup, we also look at His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, who made a moving observation about the Indian diaspora in relation to the Oxygen for India appeal by his British Asian Trust as being extremely proactive and generous in stepping up for India in its hour of need. The Prince of Wales, royal founding patron of the British Asian Trust, met local members of the Indian community as part of a series of engagements in Coventry recently. Prince Charles attended the Herbert Art Gallery and Museum and met community members who were fundraising to support those impacted by the COVID-19 crisis in India. Last month, the royal launched British Asian Trust's emergency appeal, Oxygen for India, to raise vital funds to aid India's ongoing COVID-19 crisis. To date, the appeal has raised a staggering £4 million and provided life-saving oxygen concentrators to tens of thousands who are suffering the worst in India.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And as we continue with our headlines from last week, in another reflection of the diaspora's worldwide initiatives, it was heartwarming to see the beautiful creations of the winners of a unique Khadi project in London as a reflection of Gandhian principles of sustainability. Now, Khadi refers to hand-woven and hand-spun cloth made world-famous by Mahatma Gandhi and his spinning wheel. At the beginning of the 20th century, the leader of the Indian National Movement called for a boycott of foreign cloth and promoted the weaving of khadi as a means of rural employment and a symbol of a self-reliant India, fighting for its independence from colonial rule. Soon, khadi became an integral part of the movement that led to India's independence in August 1947 and continues to embody principles of freedom and non-violent protests to this day. Therefore, as part of the 150th birth anniversary celebrations for Mahatma Gandhi, 2 years ago, the Indian High Commission in London joined hands with Khadi London and Chelsea College of Arts, University of Arts London UAL, to create unique projects celebrating this special fabric's resonance with modern day sustainability. There's more on this story at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
This is your weekly roundup right here on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. And with our stories of the week, we look at an 11-year-old yoga champion who won Boris Johnson's Points of Light Award for his free online yoga classes from his home in Kent all through lockdown. Entrepreneur Adit Shankar, founder and co-owner of Acha, and his Amritsar chef have just started rolling up stuffed Indian flatbreads at Suffrage's Food Hall. And have you ever wondered if having smoothies is actually good for you? The answer is, it really depends on what goes into making your smoothie. And also, banking has undergone quite the transformation over the years, and this iMoney show exclusive offers an Indian perspective on the tech and other changes as one of the country's leading banks marks its centenary year in the UK. And we'll also be taking a look at the iEntertainment Festival. As the Tongues on Fire UK Asian Film Festival drew a close over the weekend, iGlobal looks back at the rich regional diversity of Indian cinema it showcased this year. The Tongues on Fire UK Asian Film Festival has been celebrating the art of storytelling by bringing in local masterpieces, right from the western guts of Maharashtra to the sister states in the northeast of India. This year's selection for the festival, which ran until the weekend, brought together an eclectic selection of regional Indian cinema, which captures the emotions and resilience from different parts of the country.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And now with our stories of the week, here's an 11-year-old yoga champion who won Boris Johnson's Points of Light Award for his free online yoga classes from his home in Kent all through lockdown. He's led daily yoga classes for 40 children across 14 countries during the coronavirus lockdown. An incredible achievement. Ishwar Sharma from Seven Oaks in Kent, southeast England, started taking up yoga when he was just 3 years old after seeing his father practice daily, and is a three-time worldwide yoga champion.
Everyone, namaste. I am Ishwar Sharma, a 10-year-old boy with a passion to spread the message of the yogic lifestyle around the globe. I feel that yoga can help in immunity, physical and mental health, and possibly help us to climb out of this corona crisis. I'm a 3-time world champion and have won many awards for my yoga, including the Global Child Prodigy Awards, Citizen Youth Awards, and the British Indian Awards.
Find out more about Ishwar and his journey through yoga under the iCommunity section at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
With our stories of the week, entrepreneur Adit Shankar is whom we caught up with. Founder and co-owner of Acha and his Amritsari chef have just started rolling up stuffed Indian flatbreads at Selfridge's Food Hall.
Hey everyone, my name's Adit and I'm the founder of Acha, and I'm here at our pop-up in the Selfridge's Food Hall. We're the first Piranta pop-up in London, and this is also our first retail walk-in location. We're doing fresh parantas, grilling them live with our homemade paranta masala, butter, pickles, yogurt, the works, and we're loving every minute of it. So please come round, we'd love to have you, and see you soon.
So we try the culinary delights of stuffed flatbreads, also referred to as paranta or parota, depending on the regional variations in India, which are the centerpiece of Acha's menu at the popular food hall alongside its popular toasted curry in sourdough sardines and more. Catch up on this story and more under the iCommunity section at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Now, as we head to the iWellness section of our weekly roundup, are all smoothies really good for us? Have you ever wondered if having smoothies is actually good for you? The answer is, well, it really depends on what goes into making your smoothie. And as we found out in our iWellness section at iGlobalNews.com, there's only one thing that we do really enjoy, and it is smoothies, of course. And it's having a variety of smoothies, especially during the summer, which actually are made with your favorite fruits, and they are refreshing, cooling, and packed with nutrients. What's best is that they are quick and easy and convenient to have, so you can include more vegetables and fruits in your diet. So smoothies are also an easy way to disguise some foods that you really don't enjoy eating. So for instance, if you don't eat leafy greens, you can still include these in your diet. So even one smoothie a day over time can make a difference to your health. So how do you gain all the benefits of smoothies without risking falling into common pitfalls? Well, we'll get to answer questions like these all in time. So make sure you look out for the smoothie workshop on the iWellness section at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
As we continue to look back at the stories of the week, banking has undergone quite a transformation over the years, and this iMoney Show exclusive offers an Indian perspective on the tech and other changes as one of the country's leading banks marks its centenary year in the UK. Here's Sanjay Pandey, who is the Executive Director and Chief Operating Officer at the State Bank of India, and reflecting on how the banking sector has consistently evolved as new technology has been introduced into the leading Indian bank's worldwide systems.
YONO stands for You Only Need One. And this is an app which is launched in India. And when I say you only need one, it's kind of a marketplace. So you can do all your banking transactions. You can do shopping. You can buy, insurance products. You can buy mutual fund insurance. So it's a marketplace which is capable of providing all the financial services which is required by a common person. So that is what is the abbreviation, You Only Need One.
Find out more about SBI and what Sanjay Pandey, Executive Director and Chief Operating Officer from SBI, has to offer with the iMoney Show at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And finally, with our stories of the week, it's iEntertainment we go to. As the Tongues on Fire UK Film Festival drew to a close over the weekend, iGlobal looked back at the rich regional diversity of Indian cinema showcased this year. Marathi, Assamese and other regional Indian cinema were in focus at the UK Film Festival. The Tongues on Fire UK Asian Film Festival had been celebrating the art of storytelling by bringing in local masterpieces, right from the western guts of Maharashtra to the sister states of Northeast India. This year's selection for the festival, which ran until the weekend, brought together an eclectic section of regional Indian cinema, which captures the emotions and resilience from different parts of the country. Three such gems that resonate to the core theme Ray of Hope for the festival this year are Staltpuran, Chronicles of Space. In this Marathi film feature, Randigu relocates with his mother and his Thai elder sister from the vibrant city of Pune to a picturesque town along the Konkan coast. Also, Jonaki Parua, Fireflies. This Assamese film portrays the journey of Janu, a transgender in a remote town in northeast India. From the beginning, Janu has been cautiously embracing her femininity, which is often trolled by the villagers. And also, Gutter Boy, A Journey to Hell. Just like the title suggests, this film is a fictional story of the not-so-fictional lives of manual scavengers who clean human filth, which makes our lives easier, only to never be acknowledged. And you can find out more about these films under the iEntertainment section at iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio as we take a look at last week's roundup. You listen to us and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.